Welcome to the Crypto Corner. And as usual, we will start with the market. The market hasn't changed significantly in the total volume, 270 billion. It was similar to last week, but there has been a dip in the last few days, and the market hasn't recovered since then. Although, as you can see, last 24 hours, most of the coins are in green. So Bitcoin is now at $9,454, and if we sort by 7 days, we'll see that a few coins had some fantastic gains. I mean, we've got Verge with 77.5% gain, and in total there are 15 tokens coins that had a gain over 15%. And if we sort by downs, by negative, we only had two coins that had downward trend over 15%. It shows that the market is maturing and growing, as it was also last week. If we look at my favorite subject, decentralized finance, the DeFi market, this one has grown by almost 1 billion in 1 week. It was last week 2.4 billion, now it's 3.3 billion. The biggest one is now Compound. As you remember from last week and previous weeks, we had MakerDAO as the number one. And that has changed now, and by a significant difference, it's now Compound being the number one with a growth in 24 hours of over 40%. So this market is heating up and it's getting more and more interesting from day to day. Now, another subject is, and this is interesting for everybody here, because you hear so many opinions on how the market is performing. It's going up, it's going down, the future is going bright, it's dark. And I just want to show you one example of what has happened in the past. And it is here, JP Morgan, their CEO, Jamie Dimon, said this was in 2017. He said that Bitcoin is a fraud and that he would fire everybody. And he said that openly in a forum. He would fire everyone in the bank that is trading Bitcoin in a second. Now, interesting enough, if we look into the news from this week, we see that JP Morgan completely surprises with a Bitcoin flip. So now they're not supporting Bitcoin. And that's the interesting part. You need to really form your own opinion in this market. Don't listen to so-called experts, because you see JP Morgan, one of the biggest banks in the world, suddenly changes the opinion overnight. So they're no real experts. You're the own expert. Just form your own opinion when you follow a coin or you want to do an investment. Next one is an analysis on the development of some coins. It's Outlier Ventures that did an analysis, and which was quite interesting. So they see that there has been a downturn in development for around 20% in average, but there are some gainers. Polkadot has got an increased and substantial rise in developer activity. Polkadot and Cosmos 15%, and Theta and Cardano increased the core development significantly. It's interesting because they did a very thorough analysis on how the market is currently developing from the technological point of view, the development and so on. I will put a link of this PDF file in the description. Next headline is, you remember China, they have launched already their cryptocurrency, the fiat cryptocurrency. And now Korea is doing the same thing. They're planning this year. So every country is suddenly jumping on this train of having a cryptocurrency backed system. Next one is an analysis. Last week I reported about PwC analysis on the hedge fund industry. And here, this one was done by Fidelity Digital Assets. And they've got some interesting findings too. So a survey of 800 institutional investors in the US and Europe found almost 80% are intrigued by digital assets, with 36% already invested in the market. And broken down by market, it looks like Europe seems to be more bullish than the US, because only 27% of the institutions of the US institutions. Now that includes pension funds, family offices, investment advisors, and digital and transitional hedge funds have invested in cryptocurrencies. But this is up from 22% a year ago. So it went up by 5%. It's an interesting development, I would say. And it shows that the investors in the investment market is participating in our industry. And last but not least is, and I put also a link of that report in the show notes. Last one is the Human Rights Foundation launched a Bitcoin development fund. And so the HRF launches a fund to support developers who are making the Bitcoin more private and decentralized and resilient so that it can be better, that it can better serve as a financial tool for human rights activists. I find it also interesting that Human Rights Foundation is supporting with cash developers to make our Bitcoin a little bit more private. So that's it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to see you next week with some, I guarantee you, fantastic news. And yeah, until then, I wish you a great week, and thank you very much for watching.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but simply sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency market. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile, so you should only spend what you can afford to lose.